immigrants.
Actually trying to do here is we're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late after watching TV and toilet tweeting. I use the side door, that way General Kelly can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. Sometimes I press my red button for a Diet Coke. Lunch too, and then I'd say, I don't know, in a given week, I probably do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Oh yeah, sure. Let me tell you something about this Twitter account, Fucked Up Mind. But it is not what you think. It is F-U-C. It looks like T is wearing a hat, but I don't sell a hat that big. You have to see it for yourself. Believe me, it's just the best. It's a MAGA hat on an actual train. The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's just that I don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and read the Constitution and the presidential daily briefings, those are the worst. Terrible, terrible ratings. I don't see a golf course for days. So where's the motivation? And here's another thing, Bob. I have 8 different personalities. Right now.
I beg your pardon?
8 of me.
8,
Bob. So that means when I make a mistake, I have 8 different me's coming to tell me whose fault it should be. That's my real motivation.
More than that low-rated wimpy NFL, the Trump Sports Network has full contact anthem singing, more violence, more America, synchronized flag waving with protester beatdowns, because nothing says I love my country more than a little singing and blood. Trump Sports Network also has competitive co-opting of dead soldiers for political gain, monster truck flag sticker application races, because fans know it's all about preserving heritage. Let's make Fred Trump proud. Real Americans don't want Kim Jong-un to win the patriotism race. So get ready to hit, march, salute, pledge, and sing on the Trump Sports Network.
Puerto Rico. You love its white sand beaches, its mountains, and its resorts. And now that the U.S. territory is in trouble, you're going to fall in love with completely ignoring it. Take a load off, indulge, and treat the devastation from Hurricane Maria like the terms and conditions on your phone. Don't pay attention. Whether you're putting in long hours at the office or dragging professional athletes on Twitter, the fact is, you've got a lot going on. Allow Puerto Rico's rich culture and current crisis to drift out of your thoughts like a home that's been swept away by the worst storm in 80 years. It's never been more convenient to ghost Puerto Rico. It's a whole Atlantic Ocean away, and who knows if the people there are even American citizens. They are, but let yourself forget that. Kick back and don't get bogged down thinking about why our country is only good at helping white people. Just remember that Puerto Rico is the place Justin Bieber mentions in Despacito, and call it a day. A nice day. The paradise your brain tells you is one too many things to worry about. Puerto Rico. Out of sight, out of mind. benefit them. Kick back and don't get bogged down thinking about why our country is only good at helping white people.
So proud of me,
Waldo.
I'm a bum.
Thanks, Dad.
Days in office, so many accomplishments, lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally,
I'm a bum.
My boys will love that.
We have got a great show tonight.
Thousand of my fellow citizens think a, you know, lawless theocratic crackpot should be in the United States Senate. That's still terrifying to me. I don't care what percentage of the voting public it is.
Yeah, and we should say, I mean, there's another way in which I think there's an analogy to Trump, which is this, and to Charlie's point, not only is this person, in Charlie's word, a lawless theocrat, I mean, he really is a fringe figure. He is...
Except he's not a fringe figure.
Right, I mean, that's true. In fact, he's going to be U.S. Senator, right? But I want to play this tape because this is so key. One of the things that distinguished Donald Trump is he didn't know anything about anything having to do with policy. And that's the case of Roy Moore. Roy Moore goes on a conservative talk radio show during... with a guy who I think basically probably wants to support him.
Right.
He's really into DACA and rescinding it. And this is the exchange they have on DACA, which is, of course, the President Obama's action to protect those people who were brought here as children. Take a listen.
Would you support it into the Dreamer program that President Trump has still continued to push?
The Dreamer program?
Yes, sir. The DACA, you're not aware of what Dreamers are?
It's something that we were aware of when we would do the sessions because
Dreamers are...
Why don't you tell me what it is, Dale? Quit beating around. Tell me what it is.
This person, even bracketing everything. Bracketing everything. He doesn't know the first thing about what issues are before the country.
Right. Well, I think that to him, the issues that are before the country are the Ten Commandments and whether we're going to recognize the United States as a Christian nation.
They block highways, shut down malls, screaming teachers.
Well, it's interesting to me that a lot of folks still think that the floodwaters are like lake water, and it's not at all. It's very dirty. There are lots of contaminants in the water. We need...
Yo, Furious George Show, 103.5 WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Cobble Square. I'm rocking out here in the non-commercial, micro-powered, community-based radio station. Have fun. I'm furious.
Hitting patriotism all day, every day.
In some ways, you said this is 40 years of moving conservatism. In some ways, the worldview background of Donald Trump and Roy Moore couldn't be more different in certain ways, right? I mean, Donald Trump is not a believer. He is not a pious man. He is not someone who, you know, he's not going to put the Ten Commandments in the lobby of Trump Tower. And yet, there's some similarity here. What is it?
Well, the some similarity is the deliberate alliance that the Republican Party has made since roughly the late 70s with unreason and with unthinking theocracy.
And at sea, a slow jump.
Someone work hard enough not to get fired.
Rejection should not be the reason you stop. It should be an inspiration for you to continue, unless your shit ain't funny, in which case you should probably just shut the fuck up. That's your spirit.
I wish you had said that before my 13th.
Now, freedom of speech means you say what you want and you're willing to deal with the consequences. You can say whatever you wanted to your mama as long as you were willing to get the taste slapped out of your goddamn mouth. So,
yeah. And what Def Comedy Jam was always willing to do was take the heat, the criticism, and the hate. Because that's just basically being black in America. That's it.
Wait, Stan, let me do that again. That's just a weird line. It's just basically being black in America.
We told them what being black in America is. Would they believe us? Oh, this is not television. This is just for us in the room. I'll ask again more succinctly. If we told them what it was, would they believe us? No, fuck no, they wouldn't. Nigga, there's a fucking white supremacist starter kit at Target.
A nice day. The paradise your brain tells you is one too many things to worry about. Out of sight, out of mind. The paradise your brain tells you is one too many things to worry about. Puerto Rico. Out of sight, out of mind.
NFL, the Trump Sports Network has full contact anthem singing, more violence, more America, synchronized flag waving with protester beatdowns, because nothing says I love my country more than a little singing and blood. Trump Sports Network also has competitive co-opting of dead soldiers for political gain.
Monster Truck flag sticker application races. Because fans know it's all about preserving heritage. Let's make Fred Trump proud. Real Americans don't want Kim Jong-un to win the patriotism race. So get ready to hit, march, salute, pledge, and sing on Trump Sports Network. Tell your cable provider it's what America's founding fathers would have wanted.
Chest.
No drums. Right. But you can't get back to that drum, you know?
You want to create a job for U.S. citizen tomorrow, you'll put an illegal to death.
Adjustment.
tiki torches, some khaki pants, and a fucked up haircut. I got something going on next week. It's real right now.
Yeah. Even though it was a Friday evening, I assumed the ratings would be far higher than they would be normally. And I put it out that I had pardoned Sheriff Joe.
President Trump's the most gifted politician of our time, and he's the best orator to hold that office in generation.
Get out of my space. Back up, you creep.
And the president's values.
The president speaks for himself.
The House has been more productive than any Congress in the modern era.
But the Billy Bush Saturday, to me, is a litmus test. Look what he did on Dr. the other day. And he said even a tweet, he would rethink it.
synchronized flag waving with protester beatdowns, because nothing says I love my country more than a little singing and blood. Trump's Sports Network also has competitive co-opting of dead soldiers for a political game. All the way till I'm at falling, no. Every time that you leave your spot, your girlfriend call me like, come on, no. I like the way that she treat me, gon' leave you, won't leave me, I call it that castle, no. She let me insane, I wanna throw my brain out.
WikiLeaks, these were all identified publicly by the intelligence community as having been basically tools of this Russian operation to target our election. Stone brags about having been in touch with all of them and having gotten advance notice about their activity from all of them. Does his testimony shed any further light on this crucial question?
Well, it certainly shed some light, but among the most significant questions he refused to answer. And I think the ranking Republican leading the investigation, Mr. Conaway, the chair of the investigation, and myself are in agreement that his refusal to answer in terms of his contacts with WikiLeaks just will not be permitted to stand. We gave him the opportunity to come in voluntarily. He said he was going to answer every question, but didn't. And it will be necessary to subpoena him if he doesn't cooperate. Because, and just confining myself to what he's admitted publicly, at times he has bragged about directly communicating with Julian Assange, and at other times he said he did it through intermediary. We obviously have a deep interest to know if there was an intermediary, who that is, and bring them before the committee and find out what conversations they had with Julian Assange, where Julian Assange was getting the material, what Julian Assange was saying in terms of the timing of the dumping of this and the design of influencing our election, and who was behind that, and most importantly, whether they had contacts with the Trump campaign in terms of the coordination or timing of those dumps. So key information he wasn't willing to share today, and we're going to have to subpoena him if he doesn't provide a voluntary answer.
Just get no response. So I've emailed my congressman. I've posted it all over Facebook. I've joined every Facebook and Snapchat, Instagram. Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico. That
that's out there just to try and get some information or
bless you.
Just some word that, you know, your son is fine. Anything.
If President Trump were watching right now, what would you say to him? What would you implore of him?
I really don't need to hear about who's kneeling and who's standing. That's not what's important right now. That's not what we need to hear. He needs to just step up to the plate and be our fearless leader and handle this situation. It's not a third world country, and it looks like that's where it's headed to, and he is not really doing what he is supposed to be doing. He is supposed to be there helping them and letting them get the services they need, or at least funding them, and not just taking his time to do so. I beg him to just step up to the plate, to do what's right. And I know this man has it in his heart to do what's right. He just needs to think of it as that being his son. Because I'm pretty sure if that was his child or anybody in a government job's child that's of importance, they would know whether their child was okay or needed anything and get them there, out of there sooner than later. So this is uncalled for. It should not be happening. Not to me, not to any other mother out there, any brother, any sister, any aunt, uncle. It should not be happening to any of us right now. It's uncalled for.
If you were sitting next to me, I'd grab your hand right now, Jackie. I wish I could tell you it will be better. Let's be optimistic that finally the aid will get to where it needs to go, and let's you and I connect again once you hear from your son.
March.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Verro. I'm Dr. Furious. This is the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can learn all about the old shows and how you can support Micropower Radio. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, and we've been having fun tonight. Getting a little mixtapey here, remixing some of these different sounds and beats. If you want to learn more about the show, like I said, go to wcomfm.org. You can help out there, or just keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully includes something that is fun and safe. In addition to dancing, and it also can potentially be offensive to some members in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised. Support the show. Do whatever you gotta do. Keep doing it. I'm furious!
Salute, pledge, and sing on the Trump Sports Network. Salute, pledge, and sing on the Trump Sports Network. Salute, pledge, and sing on the Trump Sports Network. Tell your cable provider it's what America's founding fathers would have wanted.
that shit happened. That is supposed to be having a motherfucking daiquiri is why I'm talking.